Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, Ivette's Rednow, Ron Stewart with The Temptations, Diana Ross, Martha of the Vandellas, R. Dean Taylor, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and The Temptations. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label.
Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah. that darkened stairway and step out on the roof. I know what we're feeling.
A Motown memory from Rod Stewart with The Temptations, the Motown song that was recorded and released in 1991, reaching number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, released on the Warner record label. Before that, Ivette's Red Now with Alfie, reaching number 66 from 1968. Ivette's Red Now with Stevie Wonder spelled backwards, and it was the title song from the movie starring Michael Caine. And we started with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label, The Way You Make Me Feel, reaching number 1 from 1987. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Diana Ross's first top 40 after she left on the RCA record label, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Well, Why Do Fools Fall in Love was taken from the album also entitled Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And the album reached number 15 in the United States and number 17 in the UK, and also top 10 in Sweden, Norway, and the Netherlands. It was the first album that Diana recorded after leaving the Motown record label when she signed a $20 million deal with RCA. Well, Why Do Fools Fall in Love was originally a hit by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers in January 1956, where it reached number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts and number 6 on the pop charts and number 1 on the UK singles charts in July of that year. Diana Ross's version of Why Do Fools Fall in Love reached number 2 in the United States Adult Contemporary charts, number 4 in the U.S. Singles charts, number 6 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts, and number 7 on the pop charts. And it also reached number 1 in Belgium and the Netherlands, and climbed to the top 10 in Ireland, New Zealand, and Switzerland, as well as top 20 in Australia, Canada, and Germany. Well, here is Diana Ross, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, right here on Motown.
Fall.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Beetlebub. Oh yeah, Beetlebub. Oh yeah, Beetlebub.
a couple of Bug songs. That was My Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle is spelled B-E-A-T-L-E. It was recorded and released in 1964 at the height of the early Beatles craze in the United States, and that song was sung by R. Dean Taylor. Before that, the other Bug song, Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone, Mothra of the Vandellas, and then reached number 25 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, reaching number 7 from 1981. And as mentioned, that was her first song on the RCA record label. She had 12 charting songs on RCA altogether. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, here comes the third such artist, Glass Night and the Pips, with The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, right here on Motown Memories.
The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
Superstar, Remember How You Got to Where You Are by The Temptations, reaching number 18 from 1971. And the two superstars the song refers to was David Ruffin, who was fired from The Temptations in 1968, and Eddie Kendricks, who had quit earlier that year in 1971. And we started with Glass and the Pips on the Buddha record label, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, reaching number 3 from 1974. And they joined the Buddha record label in 1973. For this half hour, we featured three Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, three more such songs, so keep it right here on Motown Minute.